As part of our continuing coverage for the climate strike taking place from September 20th to 27th, we saw a report that came out from a number of groups about energy efficiency, and in particular, it leads New York job growth as well as nationally. And we're joined now by Bob Keefe, who is executive director of E2, Environmental Entrepreneurs. And so, Bob, what was the purpose of this study, and what were some of the key findings?
Well, Mark, first of all, thanks for your attention to this important issue and the important issue of climate change. For the past several years, E2 has been tracking clean energy jobs all across the country. And for the past several years, one of the things that we have done as part of that work is to take a really detailed look at the biggest part of the energy sector, which, by the way, some of your listeners might think perhaps is oil or gas or coal, or maybe even solar or wind. But the biggest part of the energy sector in America is actually energy efficiency. And that was the focus of the study that we released today at the National Association of State Energy Officials annual meeting outside of L.A., where I'm talking to you from right now.
Now, when you say energy efficiency for our audience, what are some of the things you're talking about?
Sure. We're talking about the men and women who get up every morning and go to work, making our buildings, our offices, our homes, our schools more energy efficient by installing those low-E windows, perhaps, or insulation, or better building envelopes that are reducing the cost of the power bill every single month. It's also people in manufacturing, people that are making energy-efficient appliances, whether it's your refrigerators or your dishwashers or your industrial-size HVAC equipment that is reducing costs for consumers and businesses alike. And it's also people who are making and installing LED and other low-voltage lighting systems that are reducing, again, the cost of turning the lights on with every flip of the switch, and also reducing carbon emissions in our environment.
Now, just looking at this press release, I see that 123,292 individuals in New York are now employed in the energy efficiency sector, and that represents about 36% of all energy workers in New York. So how does New York compare to sort of other states in terms of adding on and energy efficiency workers?
Well, New York is right near the top of the list. New York is number three in the country, as a matter of fact, for energy efficiency jobs, and a huge part, along with California, with Texas, and with other states, a huge part of this market, in part because of its size, Mark, and the population of New York, of course, one of the biggest states in the country, but also because of smart policies, smart energy efficiency policies that Governor Cuomo has passed in the past or signed in the past few years, and smart energy efficiency policies that that NYSERDA and local governments have put in place there in Greater Albany and throughout the Empire State.
Now, I know in New York State, various figures are thrown out, but usually they say about 39% of the state's carbon footprint, comes from buildings. And, New York City in particular, started actually under Mayor Bloomberg, has taken some steps. They just set some goals for, unfortunately, in my opinion, by 2050 for, some building retrofits. But what are some of the innovative things that other states or even cities are doing at this point to sort of speed up the energy efficiency? I know, for instance, I believe California now requires all new buildings, constructed residential at least, by 2020 to be net zero carbon emissions. And I believe that if they're under three stories, we'll also have to include solar.
That's exactly right. The other side of the carbon equation is where this energy comes from, right? In California, as you probably know, recently passed a law that says every new house built in the state has to come with solar, which is amazing. And by the way, it's not that big of a deal anymore because the price of solar has come down to the point where it only makes sense. look, states all across the country and local governments all across the country are really leading in energy efficiency and in energy efficiency policy, which is a great thing, Mark, because we, because of the lack of leadership on climate and clean energy at the federal level. We were talking earlier about some of the energy efficiency policies that Governor Cuomo has put forth there in the state of New York, and also the mayor of New York City. These are really what's driving a lot of the growth in clean energy jobs and energy efficiency jobs there in New York and all around the country.
Well, I've seen a couple of studies put out, I think, by Henry Lovins of the Rocky Mountain Institute, who makes the point that, you know, investment in energy efficiency is basically the cheapest way that you can take care of the carbon footprint and invest in, you know, cheap energy.
Right. It's the cheapest energy around. There's nothing cheaper than cutting the costs and the waste that you're already using. And with technology continuing to increase or improve, just as we've seen prices come down for renewables like solar and wind, we're seeing prices come down for energy efficiency in every building in America. And look, that's look at the price of a light bulb, right? It used to be not too long ago, one of the arguments was we couldn't switch off of incandescent light bulbs that waste 90% of their energy and switch to LED bulbs because they cost too much. Well, walk down any Home Depot or Lowe's or any other hardware store in your neighborhood and you'll see that LEDs are just as cheap, if not cheaper, than incandescent bulbs now. And then look around when you go to downtown Albany or Troy or Manhattan, for that matter, and how many lights are on, and you'll get an understanding of how much money can be saved just by switching out a light bulb. That's called energy efficiency, Mark. And as you mentioned there in New York, it employs about 123,000 workers, and including about 24,000 in the greater Albany, Rochester, Buffalo metro area.
We got about 2.5 minutes left. Just looking at this press release, I noticed that it says 36,800 New Yorkers were employed in 2018 in Energy Star appliances and efficient lighting firms. Now, it wasn't Energy Star one of those things that those guys in Washington and the Trump administration was trying to get rid of? You know, it's saving everybody a lot of money. Like, I would never buy an appliance these days without checking out its energy ratings and how much it's going to cost me for energy use.
Yeah. Well, if you look at, let's look at one appliance, the one that we all have in our homes, which is a refrigerator. The energy efficiency of a refrigerator has increased something like 40 or 60% over the past, less than the last decade, I think. That's a huge saving for every consumer in America. The Trump administration has tried to get rid of the Energy Star program that has made better appliances like that possible. Fortunately, so far, Congress has stood up on both sides of the aisle smartly and said, no, this is a bad idea. Why would we cut energy savings for appliances like that and Energy Star appliances? Well, the Trump administration now is going after light bulbs and trying to roll back basic energy standards for light bulbs. Why this is happening, your guess is as good as mine. I think we can come up with some answers, but the bottom line is it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not good for consumers. It's not good for our economy, and it's not good for our environment.
So we have about a minute left. If people want to find out more about the report, you know, is there a website where it's located? And does the report have any, you know, recommendations that either, you know, the government, businesses, or, you know, consumers can be taken to improve energy efficiency?
Absolutely, and I appreciate that, Mark. If you go to e2.org, you'll find the Energy Efficiency Jobs in America report right on our homepage, and you can pull that up and literally get details on how many people work in these occupations, energy efficiency occupations in every state in the country, and right down to the county, the congressional, the legislative district levels there in New York and every other state in America. What the recommendations that we have are these. First of all, at the federal level, we need to get back to the business of doing what's right for the economy and the environment.
15 seconds.
Stop rolling back energy efficiency policies and, in fact, support them. At the state level, we need continued leadership like we've seen in New York to make our appliances better, to make our buildings smarter, and to create more jobs.
Well, thank you, Bob Keefe, Executive Director of E2, and this has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.